I am a chairperson of an international women of a international movement of a Jewish women who care for the welfare of babies, children, youngsters, women, the elderly, new immigrants in Israel. We are also a link between our Jewish communities in Australia and in other parts of the world and the people of Israel.
Professor Lazowski, you've got very interesting history. You are third generation to WITSO. You're third generation of WITSO leadership. Can you please tell us about your family?
With pleasure. Well, my grandmother, she was a leader in the executive of WITSO in Vienna, Austria. And in 1939, they hardly succeeded to escape and they had to go to Uruguay, South America. And there she was one of the founders of WITSO in Uruguay. And my mother was then only 16 years old, but in her 20s, she was already very, very active in WITSO, and she became the very prestigious and mythological leader of WITSO in Uruguay. And I was born into WITSO. I was a little girl who used to hand the flowers to important visitors, right, like President Raya Yaglom. I founded my own young WITSO when I was 16. When I married and went to live in Israel with my husband, the first thing I did was to join WITSO, because I knew that for me WITSO is home, WITSO is family. I left my family in Uruguay, so immediately I went to search for familiar faces and ways of behaving. Since then, I haven't stopped.
Professor Lazowski, you've got a very distinguished academic career. Would you please touch on it?
I am an educational counselor. I have a first degree in Bible and Hebrew literature and language, and the second and PhD degree in educational counseling. I am one of the founders of the educational counseling profession and professional association in Israel. And I have also been one of the main researchers, first researchers in educational counseling. And then I have my professorship due to my extensive work in research in educational counseling and in education in general. And I have been training educational counselors, teachers, and also school principals for many, many years until when I take an important decision in my life at this stage on my life. And it was to accept, to take upon myself the important role position that I have today as chairperson of the World WITSO Executive. That means to be the prime minister of a superpower or of an empire of a good, as I call the WITSO movement, because we have a turnover of almost 800 million shekel, 800 institutions, which include daycare centers, schools, youth villages, community centers, youth clubs, centers for the elderly, for girls at risk, for the prevention of violence, shelters for battered women, parents' home, and the list goes on and goes on and goes on.
That's amazing. Now, who finances all these institutions?
Partly they are funded by the government, what they must fund. For example, they must fund schools and educational institutions, but they only fund 70%, at times 75%. And then we have been working for more than 93 years today, in order to complete the funding. And we are always approached by the government itself and by different partners to open this program, to open that program. We are making every effort in order to always be alert to the needs of the society, because that's the secret of our long existence. we have a real army of volunteers who is doing their work in Israel and all over the world. We are non-political and non-party movement. That's part of our strengths. We only do good. We only care for the welfare and the well-being of the people.
I know that you've got more than 200,000 chaverot all over the world in 50 yes. federations, and yes. one of them is Australia. Yes. I know that Australia is funding Achuzat Yeladim in Haifa. Yes. This is the flagship project of the Australian WITSO Federation. Can you please tell us about Achuzat Yeladim?
Achuzat Yeladim is a unique boarding school in Israel and also in the world. You have got very few similar institutions. It's an institution for youngsters from 12 to 18 who suffer from behavioral, mental or affective problems. Some of them from very problematic families, others from underprivileged, or some of them even with a criminal record. They have suffered a lot. They have been expelled from a lot of institutions, or they have not been accepted. And here we do miracles. First, in a high school, every child has his personal program. Every youngster has his or her personal program, study program, his or her personal therapeutic program. That means that from the moment they get up at 6:30 a.m. they are busy, not alone, because they are their own instructor. They have all the time somebody who helps, who listens, who calms down, somebody who loves, somebody who helps. You cannot imagine our achievements. I was in the graduation ceremony. Especially I wanted to go and to bring a fresh greeting to our WITSO Australia Federation. I was amazed to see these children, these youngsters graduating on the stage, singing, dancing, performing, laughing, looking wonderful, and to see the families, and to see other graduates, many of them wearing the uniforms of the IDF. And you know, as an Israeli, that if you go to the IDF, one of its meanings is that you are a normative person, because if not, you cannot go into it. And they all approached me, and each and every one of them, all the graduates, wanted to tell me who saved them. This teacher saved me. This instructor saved me. This house mother saved me. And they keep in touch with the director and with the staff many times, because they have nowhere where to go. And we have also in Achuzat Yeladim the graduate house. So many of them, they are in the IDF, they have a vacation, and they have nowhere to go. Then they come to Achuzat Yeladim to spend their Shabbat, their weekend. All this demands additional investments that the government isn't giving to, not only to us, but to any other institution. As you sure know, the government is very, very busy with security budgets. And not only that, during the last years, every year, there is less participation of the government. They are relying on organizations like WITSO, and we are the biggest provider of social services in Israel, to do the job.
What is your budget?
800,000 million turnover a year.
800,000
million
shekel. Wow.
It's like a huge business concern. And I want to say, I want it to be clear, I am a volunteer. I'm not a paid member. I have a CEO. I have professional directors. But all my board, all my executive, we are volunteers. That's our culture in WITSO. And our chaverot here in WITSO Australia, all the chaverot, the president from the executive, they are all, if it is the federal executive or the state executive, they are volunteers.
Yes. Professor Rivka Lazovsky, the chairperson of the World WITSO Executive, thank you very much and good luck.